The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Tonight, we're going to be looking at accessing next levels via commitment. This is day 10. Somebody happy? It's already 10. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, next level. And, you know, you might think that we've been in this exercise for 10 days now, and I know testimonies is already rolling in. I'm a recipient of the testimony, and I know you also have your testimony. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The proverb said that the path of the just is like a shining light. I wouldn't want you to see the next level as maybe in day 5, maybe the contracts you are looking for. You've already gotten it, then you are now seated that you have arrived. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Scripture says that the path of the just is like, if you get to those things that you've written, there's still a upper level. Hallelujah. Amen. I welcome you once again to the 10 of this fast, and I know that God will bless you in Jesus' name. Tonight, I want you to know that next level is God's agenda for you this year and this season. And one of the major things that birth next level is commitment. And that is what we're going to look at tonight. When you do what is required, you will acquire what is embedded. Amen. And what is required is commitment. Somebody say commitment. Somebody say commitment. I'd like us to open our Bible to the book of John, chapter 12. We'll be reading John chapter 12. I'm going to read verse 24 to 26. And it says that, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." Praise the Lord. Except a corn die. That is, if a corn has decided not to, maybe you put the corn and the corn has refused to give up itself to the ground, there's no way the ground can emit or transmit nutrient into the corn for germination. Praise the Lord. That is what the scripture is saying here. It says, "Very, very, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." Praise the Lord. Verse 25 says that, "He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." Then verse 26. He said, "If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." Now, this is the point. If any man serve me, let him follow me. That is commitment. Praise the Lord. That is what? Commitment. You know, many times we've had, just like we have this congregation, the normal service to some is, I come to church, the pastor preach, and I go home. That is a service. Hallelujah. It is a service. Is it not? Yeah. But there is no commitment in it. Hallelujah. And if you want to get this next level that we are talking about, there's need for a commitment. Now, I will use the secular world as an example. I work in a pharmaceutical company, though I'm a chemist, but I'm a marketer now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm a chemist marketer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the pharmaceutical industries, when a product refuses to do well, or maybe a product just come out newly. A lot of work is done on such products, such that they have sales representative, they have medical representative, all these on a product. And now they can also have a product manager on that particular product. How to make the product go to the next level. Amen. And they do everything. The product manager, the marketer, the medical representative, the sales representative, all are working. They are committed to make sure that that product goes to the next level. You know, there are other products that maybe of the same kind that no work is done on it. They are whole products, but no work is done on it. No commitment is done on it. Such a product remains as a product. You know, there are sometimes when you go to pharmacy shop, I don't want to advertise for anyone now. You mention brand of product that you want to buy, and they tell you that this other brand too can do the same thing. You say, no, I want this brand. And they will tell me, and they were telling you, the same thing, and you'll be telling them, no, if not this, I'm not buying. It's because of the commitment that such company has actually put on that particular product. Somebody say commitment. You know, I believe I have achievers here, because for you to have attained what you have attained, some extent you are trying. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But tonight we are looking at next level. I mean for you to move from your dreams to reality. Praise the Lord. Many of us, we have dreams, many dreams. But tonight we're talking about how we can be committed as moving from our dreams to a reality. Commitment is expedient. For the next level, you are aspiring not to be a mirage. Praise the Lord. You know, today is day 10, and everybody, we are agitated. Our next level. Yes, for that next level not to be a mirage, then there's need for commitment. Somebody say commitment. Commitment in your service to God at a higher level. Just this Sunday in the men's fellowship, we were discussing about service. And I was telling them that, yes, that we need to serve God, even as man, that the onus is on us to be more committed on our service. Though the women too are also committed. But the commitment of men is more than that. The commitment needed in men is more compared to any other person. And I was telling them, I said, there's need for us to be more committed to our service. You know, it's just like yes, I told them that there's need for us to be more committed, for us to attain that God has for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me go quickly. What is commitment? What is commitment? Commitment, this is the willingness to give your time, energy to something that you believe. Commitment is willingness to give your time, energy to something that you believe in. Number two, what is commitment? Commitment is giving all you have for the advancement of a cause. Commitment is giving all you have for the advancement of a cause. Let's look at important facts about commitment. Number one important fact about commitment. The quality of your commitment is what determines the magnitude of your impact. The quality of your commitment is what determines the magnitude of your impact. Just like the motto of this church is service, impact, and breakthrough. That is, you serve. Through your service, you impact lives. And you move to your next level, which is your breakthrough. Praise the Lord. Number two important fact about commitment. Commitment brings you into the blessings realm. Commitment brings you into the blessings realm. Number three important fact about commitment. A life without commitment is what leads to frustration. A life without commitment is what leads to frustration. And I have here that don't be jealous about the success of others. Like we've been always been told that we should not be jealous about the success of others, but we should ask or find out what they do. Praise the Lord. So tonight, maybe you've seen something. For example, maybe there was a day this brother, sorry, what's his name now? What is his name? I've forgotten his name. There's a brother here in the choir. He was singing here and he was doing it very well. And when I look at him, I was looking at him as an international material. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And, you know, somebody might be jealous, you know, because this brother we actually knew when he was coming up and, you know, when he was not doing too good. And now, it's better now. And somebody, when you ask him, though he's not here, assuming he's here, I would have get his name. Okay, Daniel, thank you. Daniel. Hallelujah. When you ask Brother Daniel, have you been rehearsing? He will tell you the number of time he has been spending on. Sometimes you see him playing, as in joking, but he's rehearsing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So don't be jealous about the success, because somebody might be looking at Akilonshe boy, you know, don't be jealous about the success of others. Ask or find out what they do. Praise the Lord. Important fact about commitment. Commitment bets results and success. When you are committed to a thing, it bets result and success. Number five, important fact about commitment. Preparation is a sign of commitment. Preparation is a sign of commitment. Praise the Lord. Like the analogy I gave earlier, everybody comes to church. Coming to church is a service on its own. But another level of service is when you join the workforce and you are doing something, you are working. That is another level of service, which shows another level of commitment. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And preparation is required, is a sign of commitment. Now, has a security, maybe the HOD security now, cannot say that he has done his check 1 week before. Maybe he has done his check a Sunday before the next Sunday. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, like the security situation that we have now, that anything can happen at any time, then a security man or the security HOD maybe has come late on a Sunday and the leadership of the church is asking, have you actually done the check? He said, I've done the check last week. Praise the Lord. When can't the evil people come? I mean, to do evil. Like the Bible says that when men slept, that men came to sow tears. I don't know if you get, there's need for you to show commitment. There's preparation is required. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, let's look at examples of committed people. Examples of committed people. A very good example of a committed man is Brother Paul. Apostle Paul was a committed man. The same commitment he had when he was in the world was deployed when he was saved. Mama gave an illustration, and he was talking about this same Apostle Paul. He said what he did initially when he was in the world as Saul, that is enough for him to be in hell. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that is just the truth. What he did at the initial stage of his life is enough for, even if, like some people will say that if God wants to throw maybe somebody has done evil and God wants to use the level of his evil to deal with him, God will throw him and he might even go beyond the hell. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the level of havoc that Saul did before he became Paul. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to read verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. He said, "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel." How many of us can put ourselves in a fix like Brother Paul did? He said, "Woe unto me if I preach not the gospel." Yes, as a Christian, we have the responsibility, like Scripture has said, that we should disseminate the word all over the whole world. But Brother Paul move another step higher. He said, "Woe unto me." It's just like somebody said that he should, that if he doesn't go out for evangelism, that he should die. How many of us can say that any day I don't go to evangelism, God take me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is another level of commitment which Brother Paul has shown. Paul saw his commitment to God as essential to his existence. Paul lived his life under the law of commitment and he was distinguished. Praise the Lord. Another good example of committed man is Joshua. Joshua is an example of a committed person. He was committed to God and to serving his master. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Joshua took a decision in Joshua. Can we open to Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Joshua 24, verse 15. Okay. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorite in which land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That is commitment. Praise the Lord. Quickly, let's look at vital areas for commitment. Vital areas for commitment. Commitment to God and His house. Commitment to God and His house. Your commitment to God and His work is vital for accessing next levels. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. I read from verse 31. It says, "Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithout shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have needs of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Praise the Lord. When you give when you give yourself to God wholly, you will experience Him fully. This is the first level of commitment, seeking God first and not second. Seeking God first and not second. The Bible says that when you seek God first, every other thing shall be added unto you. Let's open the Bible to Book of Psalm, chapter 34, verse 10. Psalm chapter 34, verse 10. It says, the young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. So, when you are committed to God's work, to God's house, every other things about your life are settled on the platform of commitment. Praise the Lord. You cannot see God and lack anything in life and destiny. Addiction to God gives you access to addiction in life. Praise the Lord. Let's look at some signs of commitment to God. Some signs of commitment to God. Kingdom service is a sign of commitment to God. Faithful tithing is a sign of commitment to God. Praise the Lord. You know, when you are faithful in your tithe, is a level of commitment. You know, the truth is that many are not faithful with their tithe, and they are still Christians. Praise the Lord. Nothing changed them from being a Christian. But you being committed to your being faithful to your tithe is a commitment, and that is not in the same level with the general Christians. Another sign of commitment is evangelism. This is another sign of commitment which people don't really key into. Evangelism. Another sign is obedience to His word. Obedience to His word. And obedience to His servant. Another sign of commitment is love for people. Love for people. Love for people. Praise the Lord. Love is not in singing. You know, when we sing, I love you, Lord. And we sing, I love you. It doesn't end there. Praise the Lord. It is not in singing, but it should be practical. You love people. That is a sign of commitment. You love people around you. But, amen. Praise the Lord. Number two, vital area of commitment is commitment to your assignment through diligence. Commitment to your assignment through diligence. Diligence is the opposite of negligence. And what is diligence? Is proper attention. Proper attention. Diligence is a vital requirement for commitment of all believers. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. It says, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack end, but the end of the diligent maketh rich. A man must be committed to his life assignment so that he can assess his consignment. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. It says, seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If we are committed to our service, you know, it is not, the benefit is not only limited to the four walls of the church, just like the scripture has said. And if we are committed to service, there's a benefit. Amen. Your commitment to your assignment changes your life and destiny. Don't play with your assignment at all. All those that are serious can end glorious. Praise the Lord. Play your part this year by being diligent. Play your part this year by being diligent in your assignment. And you will get a bountiful reward for it in Jesus' name. We can also read Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30 to 34, and Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 11. Amen. Number three, sign of commitment. Be committed to being a blessing. Be committed to being a blessing. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 says, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." He's talking about Abraham. Abraham has actually shown some level of commitment, and God said that it's going to make him a blessing. You are meant to be a blessing. Commit yourself to being a blessing anywhere you find yourself. Praise the Lord. Commit yourself to being a blessing anywhere you find yourself. You know, there are many ways that we could be blessing to ourselves. There are many ways that we could be a blessing. We should not just be a Christian that we just want to come to church and just go back, and we don't want to be a blessing. You can be a blessing by joining the workforce. You can be a blessing by looking around the church and seeing somebody that you could give a helping hand. I see you impacting your world in Jesus' name. I say, I see you impacting your world in Jesus' name. You can also be committed in the area of prayer. Very vital. In the area of prayer, in the workers' meeting yesterday, Pastor told us that a worker that does not pray for his pastor is an herald. Praise the Lord. That is, as a worker, you have the responsibility to pray for your pastors. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, to show commitment as a worker in our services to God, there is need for us to give more to prayers, which we are going to do very soon. It is very important that we give more energy, just like we say in the definition of commitment, as in channeling all what you have to make success out of a thing. Praise the Lord. So, giving to prayer, committing yourself to prayer, gives you a great result. And I pray that God Almighty will move you to your next level in Jesus' name. I pray your commitment will move you to your next level in the mighty name of Jesus. Also, I want to say tonight that there's no age, as in that maybe I am old and I cannot serve. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just like in the army, you still find a general going to war. They may not handle the heavy weapons. They still handle light weapons and they give commands. Praise the Lord. Immediately, a man or a worker retires or see himself retired, then he's not fit for the next level. We were also told yesterday. Immediately you see yourself as, okay, I gave my life to Christ when I was 20 and I'm already 50. 30 years in service, I think is enough, and you are retiring. Praise the Lord. Immediately you are retiring, then your blessing too retires. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So there is no retirement in service. So the commitment goes on and on for our next level. I pray that we will get to our next level in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.